Hear that? That's the sweet song of infrastructure construction, which we need in Alabama. There's 600 bridges in the state that are so under-maintained that our kids can't even ride a school bus over them. We need potholes filled and congested roads widened in places like Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, and Huntsville. So what's the holdup? State politicians in the Capitol wasting taxpayer dollars on their pet projects along the coast, ignoring our infrastructure needs up north. For example, did you hear that they're trying to build a big expensive bridge over a tiny canal near the Gulf Coast? That's $30 million, and there's already two perfectly good bridges over that canal. Politicians in Montgomery need a wake-up call. Let's fix bridges and roads all over the state before we waste money on unnecessary expensive bridges to the beach. Join us at alabamaleadership.org, and let's remind Montgomery who they work for. Paid for by conservatives for better leadership.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing, property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Springtime is the best time to save thousands at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. During the spring sales event, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock, or up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we want it. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, doc, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
Don't miss the fun at Nuke's Eatery Saturday, April 28th. Kids, come by at 11:30 for the party, dressed as your favorite Disney or Universal character. Be original. Be creative. One lucky family will win two tickets to fly from Montgomery Regional Airport to Orlando, Florida, as we celebrate the kickoff of nonstop flights to Orlando Sanford, taking off May 14th. Other prizes include four tickets to Annie at ASF and a $50 gift card to Nuke's. We'll see you at Nuke's for the party on Vaughn Road, Saturday, April 28th.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, featuring animals from around the world, and now the brand new exhibit Stingray Bay. Enjoy the outdoors with your family at the Montgomery Zoo, open 7 days a week.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as the storm system approaches. For tonight, look for increasing clouds. We should be dry this evening, but maybe a couple of showers in the overnight hours, low 55. Tomorrow, showers are likely. Maybe some thunderstorms around 2. High tomorrow, around 71. Tomorrow night, behind the front, becoming partly cloudy, overnight low 53. On Friday, mid-70s. Should be a nice day. Lots of sunshine. Maybe some spotty showers Friday evening and Friday night. But then a great weekend forecast. 77 Saturday, near 80 Sunday, with sunshine. Stay on top of weather changes all the time with our free weather app. It has push notifications for severe weather alert. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hold on to your butt.
I'm, of course, surprised that a story had such an immediate and profound effect upon radio listeners.
Hooey. pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Woe is us! We're in a lot of trouble!
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
What we're witnessing now is the failure of the state. It is a death struggle for our republic.
Giving voice to liberty in our time.
Joey Clark.
Welcome.
Is that what you do?
Ooh, yeah. That's what I do.
Give voice to,
tell you. Yeah, well, liberty gives all these different meanings. Really, no, it's a catchphrase.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give voice to liberty. Well, that's why it turns down like a turntable. It's like, yeah, it's a little warped. It's a little warped. And, well, that's the voice of our boss, folks. The owner. He's a good guy, too.
Ooh.
No, it's. I wanted to bring this up immediately.
You got a little soul going on there, babe.
Oh, yeah, this is I found it on a playlist called Plastic Soul. It's all soul artists covering Beatles music.
Really?
Yeah, so this is Al Green doing I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Turn my headphones up.
Nice.
You know, I have no hearing left. That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm almost there. I played too much electric guitar in college. Right into headphones.
I've been doing radio too long.
There it is.
Been doing radio way too long.
Well, I've got one guy I work with that yells into the microphone occasionally.
Who would that be, Greg?
Yeah, I think it would be Greg. Yeah. Dan does it on occasion, not in the same way Greg does, though.
And you get to see it all.
Oh, I get to see the live performance, the blood vessels popping out of the forehead.
Well, just before air, we were talking about we need to put this on video.
Yes. I would have to dress a little better.
So, Greg.
Yeah.
You'll have to update the sweatpants.
Yeah, and the fishing shirts. Well, you don't see her. We could wear shorts in here. I don't.
Well, you could do like TV. You could be dressed from above the waist.
Right.
And then you could be in shorts, below.
Now, this is happening, and I've learned from Greg just to let out what's happening. This has happened the last week since LASIK. Like, when I switch to this side of the desk, my eyes start to water.
Really?
It's weird. It's happening, so excuse me if it looks like I'm crying over here.
Well, I've seen your ratings, so.
Oh, thank you.
It's weird.
It's going to be all right.
You're crying.
Well, I'm emotional. That's how I get in the women. That's what my my brother's girlfriend tells me. You're vulnerable, Joey. Yeah, sure. Sure I am. Now, folks have asked me, what do you do? I'm like, I bring people on and we just have a normal conversation. And, you know, sometimes it's a topical thing. You know, it's economics, like I did last week. I had in Don Murphy from the Air War College talk about China 101.
Couldn't find anybody for today?
No, I wanted to bring you on because, number one, and I've mentioned it on air, is you don't micromanage what we say.
No.
It's awesome. Like, Greg, as a joke, read out one of the applications or the asking for resumes to work at one of the big conglomerates, and how micromanage every segment needs to be pre-approved and what type of bid are you going to do. I couldn't work that way.
They have a lot more at stake.
Fair enough.
They have a lot more at stake.
That is true.
You know, when you're trying to run 1,000 stations,
yeah,
the only way to predict what you're going to do is to pile on paperwork.
Right.
And, you know, I did that early in 96. You know, I was part of the group that started consolidation.
Right.
Back in 96. And we figured out right away that, you know, if you were going to manage expectations, especially if you're going to go public, and you got to tell the analysts that you're going to be up 4% or 3%, you better be up 4 or 3%. And the only way to do that is to get reports from everybody. Get reports, get reports, get reports. And it gets in the way.
Well, I'd imagine it kills creativity because I think a lot of what I do is I'll crash and burn sometimes or maybe all the time,
mm-hmm.
but you learn from that. And then sometimes when you're not even thinking, you're just in the moment, something brilliant comes out, whether it's a funny moment or a heartfelt moment. I feel like when I improvise a lot of what I'm doing, you do a lot of background research, you figure out what are the news items of the day and then everything behind those news items that isn't topical, and then you kind of go with it.
You know what, Joey? I think about this a lot because I read stories all the time about a sports talk host or somebody says something a little bit inappropriate.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, don't forget, you're walking without a net here.
Right.
You got a delay, but you're walking without a net. I mean, we're free associating as we talk. And, okay, so you make some Asian joke or something. You say something, you know, a little off color, and next thing you know, at the big companies, you're fired.
Because so much money's
at stake. And I've thought a lot about, okay, if Greg said something that got the ire of a section of the audience, what would I do?
Right.
Well, I got to tell you, just because we who we are and we're a local broadcast company, and frankly, you're all pros, you pretty much know where the line is.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
And we got the delay for the,
the occasional mess up.
Yes, the occasional listener.
I have to be careful when I bring comedians up here because they're not used to it, and they've been good, but I've had to dump one. So
never swear in any room with a microphone.
Yes,
whether it's on or off.
Yes, you never know.
But you know this, what you all do, what you guys do, is very difficult to do. Hmm. To talk for 4 hours, or talk for an hour, talk for 3 hours. You know, it's easy to go downstairs on, like, KISS and talk for 13 seconds.
Right.
And be cognizant of what you're doing.
And you know the track's coming up.
Right. And you know what the slogan is. And, you know, but here, it's like, I tell this story all the time, usually at cocktail parties, where people go, I could be a talk host. I could be a great talk host. Right. I said, you really could? Oh, yeah, yeah. I said, okay, tell you what, here's what we're going to do. And I get my watch, which has a stopwatch on it. And I go, okay, give me 5 minutes on healthcare. Start now. 3, 2, 1. And I click the watch. And they go, what? I go, no. I said, no. You give me 3 minutes on healthcare. Go.
Wow.
And, well, I learned that from Mike Rowe. When Mike Rowe was getting started, he got a job at Home Shopping Network. And the interview was this. It was a very simple interview. It was, the guy handed him a pencil and said, give me 2 minutes.
On the pencil?
Give me 2 minutes.
Wow.
And he did it, because he's that good at it.
Well, he's fantastic.
And he sat down and said, I want to tell you about this pencil. I mean, you may think this is just an ordinary pencil, but there are so many attributes at this point. Let me just start with the tip of this pencil. And he did 2 minutes. Right. And he put it down, the guy said, you're hired.
Yeah, and that's where you have to be able to free associate. And the reason I do the show in this style is because I think if I just did, here's the news items of the day, I've done that before, it's not challenging. I don't find it to be quite as fun as I think I can have. And like I said, some shows I get done with, I'm like, oh, that wasn't my best. I tried, it wasn't my best.
It doesn't matter.
Then some shows you get off and you feel, it's like a runner's high. Mm-hmm. The one word I get from folks is catharsis. Like, wow, it's been an actual conversation. And what's really weird these days is people are stuck in these phones. I have a policy where I turn this thing over. I don't look at
it. I left mine downstairs.
And that's awesome. I've had people tell me it's been forever since I've had, after the break, 45-minute conversation with somebody and just looked at them and talked to them. It's a sad kind of commentary on our society, I suppose.
Oh, it's a dinner with Andre is a lost art.
Right.
You just can't sit down and have a dialogue, a conversation.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what's good about the talk radio station. And you know what? We're not obligated to go anywhere or do anything. I mean, I say all the time that Greg's show in the morning is a show about absolutely nothing.
Exactly.
yet it fills 3 hours.
Well, and I feel weird because I was invited, and it's almost, I should be really proud, and I am, because I got out of college, and I did a degree in political science. Mm-hmm. And honestly, when I hit college, I thought, oh, I get to pick my classes and mold it to exactly what I want. No. It was like, you still have to take all these required courses and things you aren't interested in. And even the courses that you really want to take, you're going to have to take prerequisites. And the course you once really only taught one semester. Anyway, it kind of killed my desire to really perform. So if y'all look at my GPA, it's not that great. Mostly because I didn't go to some of those.
Yeah.
But, you know, advanced political theory, get 100. I'm interested.
Sure.
So I leave college going, I don't want to work on campaigns. I don't know what I want to do. I did a job interview in Metro Atlanta to be a cold walk-in salesman for new Intuit credit card machines. I was like, oh my God, this is terrible. Another one in Birmingham, a walking, talking coupon for Staples Warehouse. It's a small business.
And now here you are.
And now I kind of fell here, and I realized, okay, I can make something of this. It's sort of what I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to do something with entertainment expression, whether it's writing. You know, I've always loved improv. Always loved kind of plays. And so this is all of these worlds combined. You can be serious, you can be silly.
Mm-hmm.
And so out of this, I'm thinking now 6 years later, I'm invited to this conference where folks want me to come and talk to college kids. I'm 29
mm-hmm.
now, about what would you tell yourself when you were that age of a college kid, or what would you tell these kids today how to educate or train themselves for your particular industry? I'm like, that's a great question.
It is a great question.
And I'm looking forward to the panel because it's not just radio people. I'm the one radio guy. Another guy's got a million plus subscribers on YouTube. He's like a science channel, how things work. Another is a makeup artist. Another works those master classes they do with like Aaron Sorkin or whatever. So it should be a diverse group. But the number one thing that comes to mind for me is, number one, figure out who you are and be yourself as much as you can. I think you can walk the high wire of I'm the smartest, I'm always right, for so long, and then when you fall and the emperor has no clothes, the jig is up. Like it, and it looks terrible. But if you are just yourself, pockmarks and all, that's a big deal. And another thing I'd tell folks is show up and be interested. Show up. Be on the job.
Most of the job is showing up.
Yes.
But I'll tell you know, because in our business, and, you know, we train a lot of people here. You know, we train disc jockeys. You know, and the hardest thing to get them to do is forget about what they're doing. In other words, talking between records, and there's a format, and there's an arc that you have to do, and this and that. To put that all aside, to get so good at it that you don't even think about it, and just be you.
Yeah.
And have confidence that you're actually interesting enough that you can hold an audience.
Well, one thing I saw, it was an interview with Larry David. You know, I love Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Sure.
If I'm actually aspiring to be the Larry David character, or just brutally honest, even where people might not like you, but you're honest, so you get in anyway. But in this interview, they asked him, what's the key to comedy? And he said, it's trying to act. I was, when he started comedy, he wanted to be like, I'm hanging out with my friends, and we're making the same jokes. Problem is, those people in the audience aren't your friend, at least not yet. So the trick is coming up to make people feel comfortable, and so you can get to that space like you're just hanging out with your buddies, having a drink, cracking jokes. And one thing he learned is if you walk up to the mic and you go, all moms are like this, everybody's immediately going to go, well, my mom's not like that. But if you talk about your mother, everybody immediately goes, oh, they start to relate in a way. So the more personal, it's weirdly more universal.
Well, in this in particular, what you do, what I do downstairs, it's a very intimate medium.
Yes.
It's a very, when you think about that, there are thousands of people out there, but in reality, many of them are listening alone. It's a very intimate medium.
Yes.
Much more intimate than television. And that lends itself to a whole different way of approaching it. Where you're talking to somebody. You're not talking to everybody. You're talking to somebody. And that's the hardest thing to communicate to new jocks, new talk hosts.
Yeah, talk to your wittiest, smartest friend. Some folks say, you know, play to the common. No, I'm just going to be me and try to think about my best friends.
You envision one person.
Yeah.
The amalgam of who you're trying to talk to.
Yeah. Now, Greg wanted me to ask this, so I'm going to.
What?
He talked about how one night he's working at Magic.
Yep.
And he put on, what is, Witchy Woman.
And locked himself out.
And
of the
locked
radio
himself
station.
Out. And he said, you handled it pretty well. You didn't yell at him. You kind of were like, all right, we'll get the engineer there. Has this ever happened to you?
Oh, many times. Don't forget, I came up in the 70s. Mm. I was doing rock radio in the 70s. And this is before computers, this is before cell phones, this is before, barely cable. HBO, you used to have to steal it off the air. I mean, we were in the back ages of media. And I was an FM disc jockey and everything that went along with that on a rock station. And, we used to. And by the way, nobody took FM seriously back then either. We were like the bastard stepchild of the big AM stations.
Right. You know,
the big BAM was the station, not the FM thing. And yeah, I know I locked myself out. I could tell you stories on more than one occasion.
Well, and it's always, I'd imagine too, I was just telling Greg this today, that I can imagine, I'm doing it. I could be a talk host. I could work on talk radio. Done it for 5 years. I can't imagine managing them. Like you probably have done throughout your career. You have done.
Managing you guys?
Maybe us, but I'm thinking like this, especially in the salad days, like there's a lot of ego and narcissism, I think, that comes with anybody who talks for a living. At least a smidge of it. And I can't imagine managing those folks. And I guess my question is, is there any stunt a host has pulled that really comes to mind where you're like, how am I going to deal with this guy?
No. No, you know what? Especially, I was in Miami. That was Miami. It's top 10 market. So even though we were all a bunch of stoners, subculture, right. You know, renegades, it was us against the establishment. We knew it was a big deal. It was a big market. And you know what? In 14 years here, I haven't had to do anything
right
with anybody. I mean, my way of managing is really simple. Find the best people you can find, the best professionals, the smartest people. Let them do their job. Let them do it.
Well, and I've learned also to grow.
Early on, I told Greg to stop with the fart noises and and the belches and really. We had slam out fights over stop with the burps. Stop with the fart noises. Stop. It's not Montgomery. Stop. You don't understand this audience yet. Ask him. It's true.
Right.
Early on. And then, of course, he finally got it.
Well, I'm remembering, and this is maybe a story where it's like, listen to, what is it, the old Alice?
Oh, yeah.
Or the dog gets it?
Oh, that was my idea, actually. I stole it from a Rolling Stone magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my dog, by the way. That was my dog. What we're talking about is a billboard campaign.
Yeah.
And I had my puppy, which was a puggle, little cute little puggle, looked like a, beagle pug mix.
Yeah.
And the original version of it was listener, the dog gets it, and it wasn't a finger, it was a gun.
Right.
Which is what the Rolling Stone cover was. And we looked at the mock-up and said, this is maybe, let's just use the finger instead. So the finger gun, we still got complaints about it. It was just edgy, that's all. It was edgy.
See, and maybe I'm born and raised in Montgomery, but I still get people ask me, where are you from? Like, here. Because I hear that idea with the gun, I think it's hilarious. So I kind of have to regulate.
You're not normal.
I'm not normal.
No.
I'm a strange person. I admit it. I've been through a lot, and I am learning, because you do get impatient, that there are a lot of people out there, and I'm really looking in the mirror saying this, who want the success or want the stuff or whatever it is without the struggle, without suffering and fighting for it. Or there are people who just struggle and suffer and woe is me, and they don't have much of a direction. Or I think if you can bring the two together, you find necessary pain in life that, gets you some reward later on, it's worth it. And if you just get something handed to you, you're not going to appreciate it. You probably will squander it.
Well, nobody gets anything handed to them anymore.
Right.
Unless you're a rich kid, from a rich family. You got to work for it. In this business, you're going to start putting up posters and billboards and driving the van and, hauling the dead chairs out of the studio, which is like an everyday occurrence. You're talking about what you would say to these kids that want to get in the business. Learn everything you possibly can about all of it.
Yes.
Learn everything you can.
Make yourself indispensable.
Sales, engineering, programming, promotion, all of it. Try to learn all of it.
Well, and I really did. I was stuck in my own head for a while doing this for 2-3 years. I was like, it's all about the politics. It's all about, and it is about the stories. At the end of the day, I think it is about the content and the stories. But I have started to learn the business.
Mm-hmm.
This is a business.
It is a business. And it's actually not the business most people think it is.
Right.
It's an advertising business.
Well, that's what made me laugh. I'm sure you saw the Orrin Hatch exchange with Mark Zuckerberg. He said, oh, Mr. Zuckerberg. He wasn't as bad as Leahy, who I think is like 500 years old. But Mr. Zuckerberg, you said there's always going to be a free version of Facebook. Yes, sir. There will always be a free version of Facebook. Well, if it's always going to be a free version, how do you make money?
We sell advertising.
It's like, where have you been, Orrin? And people have this vision of what we do, and then you look at the internet, how are they making money? It's simple. You connect people. That you have certain interests. Now this person has a product. All right. We're make it meet.
If you want to break, we could talk about this for a long time.
We got about 5 minutes here.
All right. Well, we just got into, we're starting to do digital marketing. Not selling digital marketing. now that we understand more about it, we can go out to our clients, not only and say we should buy radio because radio is number one reach medium and all that.
Yeah, oh, yes.
But if you want to target specific people, we can show you how to geofence and target word and target search. And the thing that became instantly concerning to me is how much data we have about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Google and all these companies, how much data they have on all of us. It's unbelievable.
And sometimes it's convenient. It's like, oh, thank you for that targeted ad on new boots. I have a hole in my boot. How do they know that? I
guess Alexa's been listening to you. That's how it's
exactly. Well, I mean, that the Alexa thing's a whole other.
I have Alexas.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got nothing to hide at this point. You know, NSA right. or somebody wants to listen to me, it's going to be the most boring day they ever heard.
That's how I've actually treated it. If somebody wants, what is it, dox me, you know, yep. put out everything I've ever done on the internet, it's like, what did you think you were going to find? I've been single most of my life. Yeah, weirdos. Like, why are you looking into my history? Yeah, that's kind of how you have to approach it, I think, in this day and age. It's like, maybe not shameless is the wrong word, but be like, this is who I am.
But we're talking about why it's all free.
Yeah.
It's all free because they're harvesting everything about us.
Yes.
And then they're selling it to people to put ads in front of you.
Yeah, no, I mean it. There's this one boot place they keep putting in front of me. I'm like, I can't afford $250 boots. Stop it.
Oh, God forbid you should ever type Hawaii or something. Because that's a search algorithm. It's called, you know, search marketing. And as soon as you do that, they've got you. Because they know your IP address, and they know your computer's address, and they know your phone is linked to your computer. So no matter where you go, if you walk into a store and they're targeting that store, right. your computer's going to get the ad, too. I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
All connected. And, you know, one thing I confuse those algorithms on those politics, because I'll check out the left, the right, libertarian, whatever. And so they'll, like, say, you're a Republican conservative. I'm like, no.
Well, I looked mine up on Facebook the other day.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my wife is a conservative. And I always consider myself to be very conservative. And according to Facebook, I'm a moderate.
Really?
Yeah.
See, but the libertarian joke is a moderate, at least for the last 50, 60 years, is somebody wants a big warfare state and welfare state. They want both.
I consider it. I just can't make up my mind.
I mean, that's where I'm at. I went through that, still to a degree, the sophomoric phase of like, I've read the studies, I've read the books, I know everything. And I'm at a point now after a few election cycles where I honestly was burnt out on politics. Like, I can't take the daily tit for tat that goes on.
Well, you're not. I mean, I'm almost embarrassed to admit this, but I have stopped watching news.
I don't watch cable news.
I've stopped watching news. I refuse to participate in political intercourse on Facebook because all it does is piss everybody off and nobody changes anybody's mind.
Right.
And there's no reason to do it. So I just stopped. And I have a lot of friends that are vociferous when it comes to their positions. And I just say, hey, can we look at some puppy pictures or something?
Right.
You know, show me a joke. Show me a cat falling in a box or something.
What's amazing, too, I've learned with folks, especially, like, I've experienced this with my dad. I said, Dad, for the sake of argument, can't we just the science, leave the politics out of it. I bring up climate change. And I'm not a big believer in, like, the science means it'll be this destructive doomsday. I'm like, just for the sake of it, the science seems plausible. And he starts yelling about Al Gore. I'm like, stop falling asleep to Fox News. It's ruining your sanity. And he literally falls asleep on the couch every night to Fox News. All the reruns. And
nope. Uh-uh.
It's meant to get your blood pressure up. It's meant to get you going.
It's show business.
Indeed. It is.
And they're trying to do what? Sell you advertising.
There it is. Well, I think we can sell advertising without the us versus them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a nice built-in tactic. It works. But
the divisive tactics tend to work.
They do.
The sensation. Maddow.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Or Hannity.
Yeah.
Very divisive, both of them.
Yeah, Hannity is, I'm actually like a few degrees separated from Hannity. My mom's best friend at Jeff Davis, named Jill, she is now married to Sean Hannity.
And he started in Alabama, so there you go.
There you go. Well, we got to hit a quick break. Come back, we'll be talking more to the one, the only Rick Peters, the man who owns this place. You're listening to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. I'll talk to you in a second.
Joey Clark.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're with your baby girl. You've been practicing your mamas and dadas for weeks. And now she looks up and begins to mouth her very first words. You can feel it. This is the moment you've been waiting for. It's time to get down to your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer and test drive the Mercedes-Benz GLE, an SUV with the power and capability to handle anything with confidence and active safety features to keep your family safe. That's a smart mama. Smart dada. Lease the 2018 GLE 350 for $599 a month for 36 months with $5,295 due at signing. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through April 30th, 2018. Some equipment is scrapped as optional. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com. It's time to love what you drive.
This is Joey Clark, and for those of you out there thinking of buying or selling a home, I have a name for you. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Yes, whether in Montgomery, Prattville, Wetumpka, Lake Jordan, or Lake Martin, and all points in between, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group is the man to call to buy or sell your home. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or maybe just need a bigger home for that growing family, call Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662, 322-0662.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you. Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here, creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Odometers don't count miles, they count achievements. That's why Firestone's all-season champion tires come with a 70,000-mile limited tread wear warranty. That's our longest ever. So go see what's over the horizon. Go see this beautiful land of ours. Or just go see the world's largest ball of twine. The farther the better. Because they don't call them milestones for nothing. Find the tires for your next adventure at FirestoneTire.com. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
attention, Yards of America. Now you have a holiday, too. Toro Days at the Home Depot. With the best prices of the season on the latest Toro push mowers, zero-turn mowers, blowers, and trimmers. To celebrate, come in now for $25 off any Toro self-propelled walk-behind mower. Then, get outside and enjoy the holiday. The best prices of the season on Toro. Happy Toro Days from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offers valid April 19th through May 2nd.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way as the storm system approaches. For tonight, look for increasing clouds. We should be dry this evening, but maybe a couple of showers in the overnight hours, low 55. Tomorrow, showers are likely. Maybe some thunderstorms around 2. High tomorrow, around 71. Tomorrow night, behind the front, becoming partly cloudy. Overnight, low 53. On Friday, mid-70s. Should be a nice day. Lots of sunshine. Maybe some spotty showers Friday evening and Friday night. But then a great weekend forecast. 77 Saturday, near 80 Sunday, with sunshine. Stay on top of weather changes all the time with our free weather app. It has push notifications for severe weather alert. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Chippewa Charm Tree Service, with 15 years of experience from tree trimming to complete removal and free estimates. Licensed and insured. The customer doesn't pay until they're satisfied. Call 334-478-3103.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Oh, welcome back.
Now, that's just wrong. That's just wrong.
Just wrong?
Nobody should do Beatles. Nobody should cover the Beatles.
But this is the OJs in
Philly. Nobody should cover Zeppelin. Nobody should cover the Beatles. It's just a rule.
Oh, but I love this version. This is the album the OJs did with Gamble and Huff before they did the Backstabbers album. And this is actually part of a medley. They did Little Green Apples, and then it goes into this.
Is this the OJs?
OJs. And it's just, I love it.
No, it's just wrong.
It's just, they're sacred. The Beatles are sacred.
I'm sorry.
Don't
I saw the
them.
Beatles on Ed Sullivan. This is just wrong.
Before we get into what we were talking about during the break, it was yesterday. Greg was going on the top five boy bands. The Beatles were on it. Like, the Beatles aren't a boy band.
Well, they were 17 when they started, but no, they were not a boy band. But they were the lads from England.
I mean, those were the guys, though, that would play house shows in Germany for 8 hours straight.
Oh, yeah,
That's not a boy band.
No, they were rockers.
Yeah.
They were rockers.
I wanted to clear that up with a Beatles aficionado.
Leather pants and leather jackets, and they were a rough little band to start with.
Well, and they kind of lured people in with the bubble gum, the I Want to Hold Your Hand.
That wasn't really bubble gum. That was the music of the age.
True.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
You know, you had Chuck Berry doing Maybelline, and you had Pretty Woman, and they were listening to rock and roll, and they were listening to ethnic radio, and they were listening to, you know, Americana.
Well, it's crazy. It seemed like, and I don't think rock and roll will ever go away, but what's nuts is hip-hop and R&B overtook rock on the charts last year for the first time via streaming.
Oh, yeah.
But what's really cool is, in vinyl sales, rock is still, I think Sgt. Pepper's was the number one selling
That's
vinyl.
Because all the old guys have all the money still.
And the hipsters who are 29 who listen to
well, they're
much
just,
of that
you know,
stuff.
They're on Spotify for $9 a month, and they get everything they want. They got a million tracks.
See, I do that. I've got Spotify.
So do I.
But then I still like to pick up a vinyl if I really love an album.
Just for the inconvenience and difficulty?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, I need a new needle.
Oh good.
Crap, the belt's broken.
See, I'm one of those audiophiles, and I have a really nice system, but I've got it hooked to an iPhone through a DAC into my Macintosh.
Right.
And if I want to hear Rick Wakeman, 10 seconds later, I got Rick Wakeman up on the iPhone. You hit the button, it plays.
It is amazing. Like, I had the guy who suggested the piece of classical music that I used at the beginning. I think it's Mahler's number 9, and I double-timed it and put all that stuff on top of it. He told me that it used to be that you couldn't find classical music to play back when it was even just CDs. Mm-hmm. You could find certain, you know, symphony orchestras playing certain pieces, but now with Spotify or Alexa or Siri, you could say, I want this specific performance,
sure,
and it's right there. It's remarkable, the time
it is. It's a strange new world.
But this, also this age of instant information, I was telling you off air, it's the rise of the mad prophets of the social media or the airwaves. Everybody's going to call out the hypocrisies and lies of the age. Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's working. It just seems to feed more hypocrisies and lies for some reason. It's fun to do. I've done it. But I wanted to get your perspective because I have this limited one. I didn't even really pay attention to W. Like, I remember the Iraq War. I remember when it first started and the fireworks show they put on. But I really started to pay attention as W's leaving, that 08 election, 07, 08, and from especially when I got into radio. I was this news junkie, and I've kind of come out of that after 6 years. Is it as crazy as it seems right now with your perspective of the political scene, or are we really in uncharted waters?
On one level, okay, it's kind of a two-stage answer. And I will use 1968 as an example. If you want crazy, try being in the SDS or the Weather Underground and protesting the Vietnam War and protesting the police brutality. And it was just as nuts as it is right now. We thought we had a social conscience, though. Well, wait a minute. Maybe they feel they have a social conscience now. So is it as crazy? Yes. Is it different? Absolutely. Because back then, first of all, you only had three or four news sources. You had ABC, CBS, and NBC. You had the New York Times. You had maybe your local Miami Herald. You had AP and UPI. And that was pretty much it. Now everybody's a reporter. Mm. Everybody's a commentator. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody is making up fake stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where I start to get troubled. My point is some of it is so good that you don't realize it's fake until you dig. And I don't have time to dig.
Right.
You know, and so now I've just become skeptical of all of it. I'm just skeptical. In fact, I've just stopped. But what happened is the 60s and 70s were very active politically and very active socially. And then we got into the 80s and 90s. First of all, the 80s were all about greed and making money. And then the 90s, I'm not sure what the 90s were. Not sure exactly. You know, the 90s is like a forgotten decade. The music sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, the music of the 90s is terrible.
See, that's what I grew up, though.
It's terrible, though.
I remember all of it.
Nobody likes it.
I don't go back to the 90s often, to be honest.
Nobody likes it. And the 2000s were okay, and the 80s were okay, but the 90s was a wasteland of music, and I could give you example after example. But my point being, and now what's happened is social issues are at play. And, you know, I saw a lot of negative reports about these kids protesting the guns
yes,
and the shooting.
Yeah.
They're no different than we were in 68 protesting the Vietnam War.
Right.
And by the way, we changed the country.
Oh, absolutely.
So don't discard these kids as being just pawns and puppets. Because if they get a groundswell going, they can really institute change.
Oh, I think so. And, you know, I try not to belittle the kids. Certainly not high schoolers.
No, their hearts are in the right place.
Well, I'm not that far removed from it, too. I feel that way at
times. Well, what's the old line about a young man who's not a Democrat has no heart, and an old man who's not a Republican has no brains?
Exactly. Or at least no money.
In other words, there's a time and a place. Right. And when you're idealistic and you're new and you're fresh and the world hasn't beaten you down,
right.
Okay, be idealistic. Try to change the world. Then have a couple of kids and a mortgage and you got a car payment and you're worried about your boss firing you, and all of a sudden that stuff becomes a lot less important.
Well, and I'm learning growing up is partly not abandoning your ideals, but you know, maybe tempering them a little bit. Ease it back a little bit.
You realize that nothing is black and white.
Yes.
Nothing is black and white. And when anybody, and that's kind of like my set point. When somebody says, this is the way it is, I go, yeah, right. Okay, enough for you. Because it's shades of gray.
Yes.
It's a continuum.
One of my favorite quotes of all time is, the truth is rarely pure and never simple.
And my line is, the truth is not static.
Indeed.
Which is true.
Well, and because it's always a give and take, that somebody might have a perspective. Like, if you think about people who witness some crime, you never know. Like, you could get a different story from every single person about the same event. Things differently.
If I'm standing next to somebody who is shot by an AR-15 and killed, my attitude's going to change.
Yeah.
It has to.
Yeah.
It has to. experience. And by the way, the older I get, the more experience I have, the more I pay no attention anymore.
Well, and I have to say, I really was, even before I jumped into radio, I'd be the guy who'd wake up, and especially with a college schedule, I could wake up and read all the news. I could watch MSNBC, Fox, and CNN.
Gee, we used to wake up and smoke a bone.
Oh, well, that might have happened some in college, too. It was later in the day, though.
It was the 70s.
So. I'll get done in classes. Stuff today's a little stronger. But that's prohibition.
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know?
I wouldn't know.
But that's prohibition.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens with alcohol. It's like Jordan-Hare Stadium. Everybody who's drinking tailgating is usually drinking beer, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 10% throwing back hard liquor. But once you draw an imaginary line around that stadium, no alcohol in here, what happens? All those people who drink beer buy real hard liquor in these tiny bottles that they can hide in their bra or hide in their pocket or whatever. And that's what's happened with the pot. It's tough to move, so it just gets more potent, so you don't have to move as much. Well, luckily, that's changing. It's the one thing our attorney general has always driven me crazy on, Jeff Sessions.
Oh, he's out of touch. He's out of touch
on that issue. I've met him. I like Jeff, and that's also the thing with politicians, is especially when you're young, you want to be able to lambast these guys, these evil SOBs. But then you meet them, and they're usually charming people. Intelligent people. There's a reason they're in office. They want a popularity contest.
Uh-huh,
And so it becomes tough once you get to know them to act like they're the evildoers doing these things. I don't approach it that way anymore. I think it's more systems. People get caught up playing their role.
Well, especially in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've spent enough time up there lobbying for Alabama broadcasters. And I've seen more than one congressman turn to one of their staffers and go, "What's our position on this?" And I sit there and go, "What? You don't know what your position is on this?" And they'll go, "Oh, well, here's where we are."
Well, and generally, my political perspective, it's an essay I always come back to. It was written in the 20s by H.O. Mencken called The Politician. Mm-hmm. And he makes that same point. I've damned politicians all across the country. But when you meet them, they're mostly educated and charming. All these things I just said. But he started following around this one guy running for the presidency. And at first, the guy's like, "I'm going to only tell the truth as I see it. But I'm only going to tell the truth, be sensible, and tell people I can't promise you heaven and earth." So he goes about doing that. His opponent, the other guy running for president, does promise the farmers heaven and earth. "You'll never go hungry. We'll never have a drought. The government will always be there." And so now that he's down in the polls, the sensible candidate starts shilling fake stuff as well.
Sure.
And they go back after one of these campaign whistle stops, after yelling from the back platform of the train. They sit back. And I always remember this line that the journalists are and the party members are like, "Don't you know you're promising people things that you can't deliver on?" And the line is, the guy, the candidate, took a swig of the coffin varnish he'd kept in his flask or something like that, gulped it back, looked at him and said, "On the premise of the question, I can't disagree, but you're not a candidate for the presidency of the United States. I am." Gets up and leaves, and his interlocutor, his aide, looks at everybody assembled and goes, "The moral of the story is, in politics, a man must learn to rise above principle. Or in other words, when the water reaches the upper decks, follow the rats." I was like, there's actually some truth to this. Because he wished life was this simple moral question. Here's paint by numbers. And what I'm probably going to tell these kids in June is, there are certain things you can do to put yourself in a better position. But my biggest problem waking up in life, and a lot of people in my generation, was be a good boy or girl, jump through these hoops, go to college, get the degree, and then life will be great. No, you can prepare yourself.
Your life is great.
Oh, my life is.
You're living a dream right now.
Oh, mine is now.
I mean, you have the potential to be the next Hannity.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I don't mean politically. I mean, you've got a career ahead of you.
I'm looking forward.
No, you've got a career ahead of you.
It's a matter of, but I guess I was naive enough to think it's going to happen like that. No.
You need 10,000 hours on the air before you're any good.
Exactly. You have to work towards it. And I think it's also dangerous to think, once I reach a certain height in whatever industry, then I'll be all set. I'll rest on my laurels.
Nah.
You're not going to be happy doing that.
Nope.
And so it's a matter of, each day.
Do you actually talk to people on the phone?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Sometimes. Yeah. Well, let's see who this is. News Talk, you're on there. Who's this? Hello?
You have to push the button?
Yeah. See? Sometimes they breathe heavily into the phone. I've got this one caller. Just keeps creeping me out. Are you there? One more chance. No. Oh, well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that was riveting.
Oh, I'm sure it was. I mean, the audience loves the sound of silence. It really builds the drama and tension of what we're doing.
You know what?
Here.
It's one of the things I say to new fledgling disc jockeys and talk hosts. I say, just talking theory. What's the loudest thing on the radio station?
Silence.
Silence is the loudest thing on the radio station. Because newbies want to talk all the time. They got to fill every minute second of the air with their voice.
Right.
And you know what? All you got to do is pause.
Build it. Let it simmer.
That's exactly how it goes.
Oh, now it looks like they're back. News Talk. Who's this? You're on the air?
It's Bo Holt of Doyle Rules. And
Doyle Rules, Bo.
Oh, you can hang up on him.
The other caller hung up, so I was like, shoot, I'll call him because I'm just thoroughly enjoying this entire interview. I tell you what, Rick, you are about as good a radio guest as you are a station operator and manager. I mean, you just seem to be good at it all there. And, of course, Joey's great as well. But
Joey's easy to talk to.
Yeah, he is. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
And I'm not worried about what I'm going to say, so.
But no, I heard somebody call in, and since it didn't work, I was like, oh, crap, I'll just call in and tell them hello real quick.
Good to hear from you.
Hey, you too. Y'all take it easy.
All you right. Too, Bo. Well, look at the calls pouring in.
Is that pouring?
Yeah, it's more a drip. It's like the Itsy Bitsy Spider, but it's not a water spout. Let's see who this is. News Talk, you're on there.
Hey, Joey, it's Fred. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Fred.
Rick, I was gonna post something on another channel's website today, another one of your channels. That live at lunch, and I know I'm probably getting off on this. I don't know if I'm supposed to get off of this. That live at lunch thing, yeah. I got to tell you, man, I love it.
Well, thank you.
So many live tracks I've never heard before. It's great. One thing that I would say... The one thing, because
here comes the butt.
Yeah, big hairy butt around the corner.
No. This is just something that could possibly be added. The two greatest live albums ever recorded, in my humble opinion, are the Allman Brothers Band Live at the Fillmore and Little Feet Waiting for Columbus.
All right.
And that's one thing that I never hear is any live Little Feet.
You know what? I don't think I have any, but I can definitely dig some up. I've got about 30 more live CDs down there that we're going through right now. We're up to about 600 live tracks.
And it is there's really
another,
awesome.
Oh, there's another 500 out there, easy.
Sky the other night played a David Bowie with Stevie Ray Vaughan. The Let's Dance thing.
Yeah.
And I'd never heard that before, and I'm not a big Bowie fan. I was after that. You know, I thought it was awesome. Anyway, that's all I had to say.
We appreciate it. I really do appreciate it.
And you got a great guy there on air with Joey, though.
Yeah,
we're Joey's all,
I agree with you.
Instantly good.
Well, I appreciate that, Fred.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
All right, bye.
Later. And they just come on in. I kind of, when I do this hour, I like to sort of take it blind. I mean, stuff might happen. I've had people get really angry at me, but I've learned.
Yeah.
Number one, grow a thick skin. And number two, usually when somebody calls up and they're mad, they're having a bad day. Like, I usually do not say anything that's that scandalous as much as I like to think I do.
We don't do that much screening on our calls.
We really don't.
No.
And I kind of like...
We have a great audience. We really don't have to.
Well, and I like the sort of mystery door. Like, line one, who's this? You're on the air.
Hey, Joey, it's Chuck.
Hey, Chuck, what's up?
I just want to throw something at you and Rick.
Okay.
Joey, you do a darn good job every evening.
Thank you,
sir. Well, every day, all day. But I'll tell you, if you could take some pointers from Rick and from Dr. Sam.
Right.
And I'm going to kick in 96.1, which is your station.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, I thoroughly enjoy.
Well, thank you.
Listening to it when, you know, of course, when there's not talk radio on.
We appreciate
and
it.
Y'all do good, and I thank you. I don't think you promote, you know, your other stations like, you know, that really helps y'all.
Well, we're running TV spots right now, and we're also running billboards that are up right now. So, you know, we're promoting them all. But,
and, Rick, I remember you when you bought your wife, Jennifer, the, the business over on the bypass.
Oh, the bar?
Yeah.
It almost cost me my marriage. Yeah.
We
she wanted a gift shop, and I bought a bar.
There you go. But it didn't last long.
No, we had it a year and a half and got rid of it.
I remember that place.
That wasn't a bad idea either.
Well, it sounded good at the time.
How tough could the bar business be?
It's the only people that make money in bars is Budweiser, bands, and bartenders.
Yep, exactly. So.
That's right.
Well, Chuck,
but anyway, y'all do good.
Well, thanks.
I listen to you every day and every evening.
But I will say this. What we do on KISS is easy. What Joey does and what Greg does and what Dan does and what Baron does up here is difficult. And I have never filled in for any of you, and I never will, because right. I'm just not going to sit over there and chat for 4 hours.
Well, and Chuck, thank you so much for the call. I really do appreciate it. It's weird. I was talking with Baron about this. I don't get butterflies anymore.
No, you shouldn't. And like, this hour blew by.
It really does. We pretty much are done. I feel like at home when I sit at the radio. Mm-hmm. Like, if I go out to a party, I'm still the wallflower. Like, I can't be around crowds.
So this is your alter ego.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope I don't do that too much. It's like, oh, sorry, that was just an ironic radio thing. Sorry about that. That's not my real persona. Oh, thank God we don't have to talk like that anymore.
No.
Yeah, it'd be terrible.
No, the whole trick to being on the radio is being yourself and being genuine.
Exactly.
And, you know, you get to a certain age where you really don't give a rip.
Well, I'm 29 going on 55. Yeah, I think it's happening.
I'm double that, so.
Well, and I was asking 84 earlier this week, should I, you know, ham it up a little bit that I am born and raised? You know, not just a little slightly. You know, just, this is Joe Clark. No, I'm not going to do that.
No.
Not going to do that.
You'll never get to CBS.
You don't like the Bernie Sanders?
You'll never be on Fox.
Well, we have way too many choices in this country. We don't need Fox. We don't need MSNBC. It's crap. Way too many choices. You need one station. Well, Rick, thank you for joining me tonight. This was fun.
My pleasure.
And thank you all for listening. I'll be back tomorrow night and we'll do something. We'll certainly be talking.
Something.
Talk to y'all then. Bye-bye.
Joey Clark.